Well, hello guys. I thought we'd have another sort of Walt Disney 1960s type story just before Christmas Day. And this story's all been made up, been told by a Femon. And you'll notice all these Femon stories are kind of like that sort of Prince Charming thing, you know. The males always have plenty of money, and I guess she thinks she's Cinderella or something, I don't know. But anybody with any sort of brain realizes it's bullshit. But let me tell you it anyway, and you be the judge. This Femon apparently has worked in the escort agency business for about 10 years. So she's a hooker. Anyway, this guy called her up and wanted to get an hour with her, and usually she charges about £500 an hour. More bullshit. Anyway, they went back to his hotel room, where they just started chatting, and he asked her what she wanted in life. You can see this Femon has watched Pretty Woman, can't you? When she was telling him what the work she wanted to have done on her body, you know, breast lift and that sort of thing. As you do. And he was sort of saying how he'd like to make the perfect Femon. Anyway, all they did was talk, but he still paid her the going rate for the whole overnight. Anyway, apparently the next night they met, he gave her a real Chanel handbag with £6,000 inside. And they talked and went out for a meal, but still didn't have sex or anything. Anyway, to cut a long story short, because I'm getting tired of the bullshit, aren't you? He flew her to Thailand or something to have all these different operations. And paid for everything. Oh yes, and she mentioned he was a billionaire. How would she know he's a billionaire? Well, she doesn't, but it sounds better for the story. Of course, there's a couple of things wrong with this story. One, if she's making £500 an hour, and she's been in the business 10 years... and she could afford to have anything done on her body herself. And if this man's looking for the perfect woman, why didn't he find one that didn't need any work done on her at all? There is a few around here, but you've got to look hard. And apparently he spent over £50,000 on all the surgeries, and expects nothing in return, not even sex. Well, she could give him at least a wank, the ungrateful bitch. I'll put a link to this crap down below. Do they not understand that most males have logical brains, but they still expect males to believe this crap? I mean, to be honest, it wouldn't even make a good movie. Anyway, guys, let's play a game kind of thing. Give me the percentage that you believe about this story. Say some of it is, maybe none of it is. What do you believe? What percentage? Let me know. Well, we're supposed to believe this billionaire come out of nowhere, picked a Femon who happens to be a hooker, wants to take her out for a meal, pay for any surgery she wants, give her some gifts, and then just expects nothing in return, not even a hand job, and disappears. Well, I'll tell you what, I believe 2% of it. I believe she's a hooker. Take it easy.